If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at radiomd.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And a few more minutes left with Dr. Gary Smith, professor of pediatrics, emergency medicine, and epidemiology at the Ohio State University. Also the director of the Center for Injury Research and Policy of the Research Institute at Nationwide Children's Hospital in Columbus, Ohio. Safety of amusement park rides and also safety of kids, keeping kids safe from injury. Here again is Dr. Mike Roizen.
Now, the safety thing, if you were going to say, you know, let me go and instead of babbling here, ask another question. This is a question from our email line. It says, how did kids ever survive in our age? This is a person who Joan, who is 66. She said, we didn't have seat belts. We didn't have helmets. We did all the same things. Didn't seem to me many more kids died in our era, got injured or seriously injured or died in our era than now. What was the difference?
That's a great question. And actually, I sort of call that the survivor's point of view. There's a survivor bias there. But in fact, the numbers of injuries and injury deaths were much higher earlier on. We've seen about a 20% decrease in injury-related fatalities in just the last two decades alone. So there's been, or actually it may be close to 30%, but there's been some successes. We still lag way behind other public health problems in terms of being able to decrease the number of deaths. Right now, injury is the leading cause of death for children and young adults. In fact, from ages 1 through 44 in the country, it's remarkable how common injury death is. And that doesn't even account for all the children that are seen in emergency departments and clinics and hospitalized as well. So the burden is massive.
And so with this survivor, you think we actually, there are many more kids that aren't getting injured. And what's the, can you take us from 1960 to now? What's the difference in accident rates? Do we have that data or death rates?
Yeah, we do have the data, and I'll tell you, I don't have it in the top of my head. But the good news is that we've seen dramatic declines over the last 2 to 3 decades in the number of injury-related deaths. And it's largely been due to things such as the advent of use of car seats in cars. That started back in 1977 with a pediatrician by the name of Bob Sanders in Tennessee. And within 7 to 8 years was a law in all the states. We've seen some great improvements there. But there's a couple areas we still see continuing problems. One is it's actually increasing now is suffocation among infants. And another one is actually poisoning deaths, primarily due to opioid overdose among teens and young adults.
And now the suffocation, what is that caused by? And what can a parent do about that?
Well, it's a good question and something that parents should really know about if they have new babies at home. During the first year of life, especially in their first 6 months, children can suffocate easily. They don't have good head control, and if you put them on a sleeping surface that's soft or on a pillow, they can block the mouth and the nose, and it can cause suffocation in that way. The recommendation is that all children should be put to sleep on their back. They should be placed in a crib with nothing else in the crib, just the child in a sleeper. No stuffed animals, no pillows, no baby bumpers, to help decrease these injuries. And we found that when that is done, the chance of dying from suffocation in a sleep environment decreases dramatically. So that's one thing parents really should follow.
Now, anything you can tell that, and I don't know if this is your area of expertise, but we got the question on the email line again, is what do you do to prevent abductions like there were in Cleveland 10 years ago? And is that just so rare that you don't have to worry about it, or is that common enough that the Amber thing works tremendously, or what should we tell people about it?
Well, I am not an expert in abduction. What I can tell you is when I look as an epidemiologist at what the risks are for children, those risks are, thankfully, relatively rare. They obviously are just horrific when they occur. They grab the headlines, and people think about that. And so taking, I think, common precautions are important. But simply driving to and from school in your car or to work without using appropriate car restraints for children, the car seats or booster seats, that's actually a much higher risk than the risk of being abducted.
Huh. So, and what we've learned is that many of the car seats, we had an expert on a while back, but many of the car seats are positioned, misapplied in cars.
Yeah, actually, it's well over 85%, if you can imagine. Thankfully, many of those misuses are not real serious. There's some where they're just simply not strapped in very tightly and the child can be thrown forward in a crash. But others are just loose straps or the positioning clip on the chest is slightly off. The thing we can tell you is that using a appropriate car restraint, whether it's a car seat or a booster seat, decreases your chances of serious injury or death dramatically in a car crash. And parents would absolutely use them. You know, even when there's some slight misuse, they're still better than nothing. Clearly, if parents are unclear about that, there are fit stations that you can go to take your car and car seat, and they'll actually help fit it in the car. Those are available online from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. They'll give you local locations where you can take your car and car seat, and they'll help you with it.
We're going to go to the Real Age Tip of the Week in a second, but before we do, what's the website we would give people if they want to learn more about it from you?
Well, our Injury Center website is injurycenter.org, and we're happy to take any questions. You can contact us through that website. And thank you for inviting me on your show.
Thank you. And now we'll go to the tip of the week. And this one fits exactly. Teach your kids online safety. Doing goofy things online, even if you're not a politician, can get you into plenty of trouble. With one click, you or someone you love can send a harsh word, wild photo, or worse, into cyberspace where it will stay forever and one day come back to haunt you. If you see your children or grandchildren spending more time on Facebook than face-to-face with you, you're right to be worried that they might wind up in a situation they regret. The internet is like a tattoo on your forehead, visible for all to see and almost impossible to remove. So here are some tips. Don't email when angry. Put your electronic toys to bed early, at least an hour. Put photos to the grandma test. Don't upload any pic you wouldn't want your grandmother, college administration officer, or future employer to see, because they will. Keep personal info private. Don't reveal your school, where you live, any detail, making it easy for strangers to find you. This goes double for photos of any private part, obviously. Don't friend someone you don't know. And are you feeling cyberbullied or harassed? If something doesn't feel right, tell a parent or school counselor. You don't have to take it. Use the internet, in fact, for you and not for others. And that's the Real Age Tip of the Week.
Okay, Dr. Mike, thank you very much. If you missed a segment, would like to rehear a segment and would like to hear it over and over again or miss something anywhere along the way with interviews, it's RadioMD.com. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
You tune up your car and change the oil when it's running sluggish, right? Well, then how come when you're feeling low and sluggish, you aren't doing something about it? D-Herbs can help with their full body cleanse or dozens of other healthy, all-natural supplements and products. It's time to finally do something for you. Take a look at D-Herbs quality all-natural products, and you get a free gift, famous D-Herbs all-natural, all-herbal cleansing tea, and an ebook with important life-changing information that you can download. It's called The Power of Cleansing. You can heal from any disease. Just go to freedherbs.com. That's free, the letter D, herbs.com, and claim your free herbal cleansing tea. You just pay a small shipping fee for that, and then you can download your free ebook on the wonders of healing cleansing. You'll also get a 15% off discount code if you should decide to make a purchase. Free gifts for you, plus a special gift of better health. freedherbs.com. freedherbs.com.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.